GOP Senator Kennedy, Huckster McCabe is lucky he wasn't prosecuted. By Pam Key on March 10, 2019. Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, said former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe is lucky he was only fired and not prosecuted for improperly leaking information to a reporter and then lying about it. Partial transcript as follows. Kennedy, well, let me say it again. There were and perhaps still are some people at the FBI, one of whom was Mr. McCabe, who helped politicize the agency. When an FBI agent knocks at your door, you shouldn't have to worry about whether you're a Democrat or a Republican and whether that makes a difference. And Mr. McCabe has helped politicize that agency and that's wrong. He should be ashamed and he should hide his head in a bag. And we have got to. Margaret Brennan, what do you mean politicize? Kennedy, clean house over there? Brennan, clean house? What do you mean by that? Kennedy, well he has Mr. McCabe, well let me back up and say this, Margaret. I'm talking about people over there who were both for Trump and for Clinton. Now they're entitled to have a personal opinion but they're not entitled to act on it or leave the impression that they acted on it. And I think McCabe did that. I think he's part of a group over there that think they were they think they're smarter and more virtuous than the American people. And I think it hurt the FBI badly. Mr. McCabe is also in at the present time, playing the role of huckster. He's trying to sell a book. And he was fired for lying to his fellow FBI agents. Brennan, well that. Kennedy, now if you and I lied to the FBI we go to jail. If you have an FBI agent. Brennan, I think Mr. McCabe was. Kennedy, like him lies to the FBI. Brennan, dismissed. Kennedy, you get fired. Brennan, just short of his ability to actually get his pension. Some would say it was a politically motivated firing of him. Kennedy, he's lucky he wasn't prosecuted. Margaret. Brennan, for what? Kennedy, and I'm not saying this because McCabe. Brennan, for what? Kennedy, is obviously pro-Trump. I think there were. Brennan, what would he have been prosecuted for? Kennedy, people for pro-Clinton. For perjury. For lying to an FBI agent. He did it repeatedly. Now if you and I do that we go jail. Brennan, are you calling? Kennedy, and he just got fired. He was lucky. Kennedy, before I answer your question, let me be clear about Mr. McCabe. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you're at the FBI you're not supposed to act on it. Mr. McCabe did and I believe he's one bent 2x4. Now number 2, Mr. Manafort. Brennan, what? Sorry. Can I just? Kennedy, 3 points. Number 1. Brennan, can I just clarify there you in the past have said, I thought, that you supported the Mueller probe? McCabe had helped to set up some of the special counsel there specifically to look at the question of whether the president was. Kennedy, I do support. Brennan, a Russian asset. Kennedy, I do support the Mueller probe. I do support the Mueller probe but that doesn't preclude Mr. McCabe from being what he is, a bent 2x4. And he hurt the FBI badly and all the people over there who tried to help Clinton or who tried to help Trump. Every one of them should have his head in the bag. They hurt the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history and we're going to have to spend a lot of time rehabilitating it. The American people don't trust it as much as I used to. And that's wrong. Brennan, but you say you still support the Mueller probe. Kennedy, and your politics shouldn't matter. Brennan, itself. Can you? Kennedy, yes I do. Brennan, answer the question though on Paul Manafort. Kennedy, Manafort? 3 points. Brennan, because he was charged with an array of felonies. Kennedy, Manafort. Number. Brennan, because of the special counsel's case. Kennedy, number one, I was surprised at his sentence, I thought it would be longer. Number two, as I said in the past, Mr. Manafort is a grifter. He used to be a partner with Roger Stone. I'm sorry Margaret. He's just a sleazoid. I mean he's always played at the margins. Number three, you know rather than just be opinionated, I'd rather be informed. Judge Ellis has been on the bench 30 years, I haven't read the sentencing memos. Brennan, do you? Kennedy, he obviously believes 4 years was enough. I might disagree with him, but I'd have to read the sentencing memos first. Brennan, does it trouble you? Kennedy, there's a lot of stuff in there that you and I don't see. Brennan, lastly, does it trouble you that the president admitted that he had discussed a presidential pardon with Michael Cohen? Should he have been discussing that in an investigation? Kennedy, it. Brennan, he's involved in? Kennedy, it well as I understand it, at least part of the story. Margaret, is that Cohen and or his lawyers approached the president and asked for a pardon? Brennan, the president said it happened. Kennedy, now Mr. Cohen. Brennan, directly, in direct conversation. That's what the president said. Brennan, Senator, good to talk to you today. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter @PamKeenan.